Third down and a long one. Jacobs back in the game. The rookie for the touchdown.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
All right, time now to speak to Brady Height from Los Angeles. He's going to go across all the NFL games. We're going to have a look at a couple of NBA games too and see what's happening in trades from an NFL point of view. But whilst we're watching this game, it's a massive blowout to LSU, Brady. And we thought it was going to be a lot tighter than this. The number one and the number two ranked teams in college football. Alabama down 33-13 against Louisiana. That's got to be a shock. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, Raymond.
How are you, Brady?
Doing really well. Yeah, what a shocker. I mean, that coaching staff for me on Alabama is hands down better than LSU's staff. But obviously, the talent on the team on LSU is just can't be beat. That's a really mind-boggling scoreline with the game not even done yet.
Exactly, yeah. Two NFL games coming up. Brady, the Rams and the Steelers, and Arizona take on Tampa Bay.
Yeah, so look, I mean, I think as you guys know, I'm a big Steelers fan. We've scratched our way back to a 4-4 record without our actual starters. But the Rams are just trending up. I think they look really good. The last I checked, I have the line at Rams -4. They're super healthy. They've improved their defense. I unfortunately think the Steelers get outmatched by at least a touchdown tomorrow. And then we're looking at the Arizona Cardinals. I like the Cardinals going back east. It bit me a couple weeks ago when they flew back to play the Giants. I liked the Giants a couple weeks ago, but the rookie quarterback, Kyler Murray, the number one overall pick in the draft, has really made some great decisions over the past couple weeks. His receiving core has gotten healthier, as well as his running back core. They're getting 5 points as of my most recent check. I like the Cardinals a lot tomorrow in Tampa Bay.
All right, the Cardinals in Tampa Bay, and that is your tip. And then the other one, you think the Steelers are going to be beaten by the Rams. Just on that, Ben Roethlisberger, mate, a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback. What's the future hold for him?
Right. So, the injury was pretty benign looking when he took the elbow injury, but it was a season-ending injury. For me, it's going to be how positive he takes the recovery process.
Right.
I think if he feels like he's getting stronger week by week, he still feels healthy enough overall physically. I think he still has a huge desire to win football games, possibly win another Super Bowl. But all of us who have been athletes know that recovery process can really weigh on you mentally. So I'm just praying he has a lot of good people around him, that he sees progress week to week and comes into training camp next year, ready to go. But, who knows? Who knows? I mean, he is on the tail end of most NFL players' career age-wise.
Yeah.
Hey, Brady, LeBron and the Lakers, they're starting to gather some momentum now.
Yeah, I mean, guys, they lost that first game to the Clippers, so they went 0-1. They won again last night, so they have not lost since their opening night. LeBron and Anthony Davis are clicking. I mean, my brother and I watched that game together last night. It's a dominant little force. LeBron's making three-pointers from outside. Anthony Davis is dunking on people inside, just a massive-looking team. And obviously very early, but I think this was the key for the Lakers, was to gel early with some good, solid veteran players, with their core, which is mostly a younger squad, and get some success early and just ride the wave this year. I think they definitely, Clippers, when they get Paul George back, like I said, I think are still the team to beat in the Western Conference, but Lakers trending up quickly.
Clippers $4 to be the NBA champions of 2020. Lakers second in the line of betting at $4.50. Milwaukee at $6. Steph Curry, big news during the week too. An Aussie involved in that. Aaron Baines fell on him. So it's amazing how quickly they have fallen away, the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, pretty sad. I mean, that's, you know, it's not my team, but they are so exciting to watch when they're healthy. Obviously, the past couple of years, just an unbeatable squad. But yeah, I mean, they're basically a faceless team now. I mean, D'Angelo Russell, I think, is their number one guy. He'll have some good stats this year. But Steve Kerr, the coach, has a big job on his hands, just trying to salvage probably a 500 season. The Western Conference is easily better than the East this year. So the Golden State Warriors are going to get a swift taste of humble pie, I think. Mm. But, you know, they're coached well, and when they get healthy, they're going to be solid next year.
Mm. Yeah, to $101 at Golden State. Hey, Brady, what's happening to Antonio Brown? He's going on a rant on Twitter.
Yeah, big time. So this, you know, Antonio Brown, big guy for the Steelers for years. You know, got in trouble with the law in terms of accusations of assault on a female companion of his. So. Mm-hmm. You know, he's meeting with the NFL next week, and obviously if there's any reason the NFL sees that he was even slightly guilty of assault of a woman, he has no place in the NFL. You know, he should not be in a position where he is, you know, an idol of kids and adults alike. But with that being said, if he gets his name cleared, to me, he's the number one talent receiving-wise. And I could see some contenders, possibly the San Francisco 49ers, going after them now that the Niners have gotten halfway through the season undefeated. It would be a major storyline if Antonio Brown is cleared on his name and ends up joining a squad that has a chance to go deep in the playoffs.
Yeah, that would be big news, big news. Well done, Brady. I know you've got commitments today. Good stuff getting the phone. Otherwise, one strike. Oh, geez, you're under pressure, pal.
Boys, just a heads up. You know, the biggest North American sports story was occurring when I couldn't answer the phone. I was hosting the water balloon toss for my 10-year-old daughter's birthday party.
You got to get that the priorities
was a
right.
On job. I don't know if you two have ever, you know, tried to corral 15 10-year-old girls. But,
impossible.
I gave myself a pat on the back there.
Get the priorities right, Brady. Well done.
Brady, you're our MVP this morning, mate.
Well done.
Thank you, boys. Hey, apologize for the late take on the call, but great to talk to you guys.
Anytime. Brady Hite there, for our man from LA. So it's the Rams, $1.46 into Arizona, $2.80. Mm. There he's tipped, so make it a multi as well.